Dante Alighieri. When you met her, you were 9, and when she died, you were 20, and you were distraught. And your voice has reverberated and transcends planets, moons, stars, solar systems, galaxies, and all comparisons are invidious. And Goethe is a bad joke, and Shakespeare, even Shakespeare, is made of straw. And the universe is a cramped room adjacent to a gorgeous palace. And Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and Beethoven are gesticulating pebbles vis-a-vis the Mount Everest of your music. And when I saw Guido, we talked about good old Beecha. Old Beecha Portinari and her vaginal characteristics and smooth thighs and somewhat stocky bum, and how we used to take turns, and she was always forthcoming. But I wanted to talk about hubris and the rationale, and why did she Beatrice Sedante? But the subject was beyond our scope, and our flames wagged aimlessly, and we could only exchange pleasantries and reminisce and talk about the weather, which in the circumstances was of no climatic importance whatsoever, and is the most boring subject imaginable. And I told Guido I would miss him, but this was the last visitation, and in so far as I could see, and the flames notwithstanding, there was darkness, and your voice, which has reverberated since the 14th, has encountered the 20th, and even you, Dante Alighieri, even you, even you.